Thanks for your Hooters love and support during these difficult times. We'll always be here to offer a welcome escape from this crazy world with our amazing Hooters girls and fun-loving atmosphere. We know it can be tough to get out with friends and family these days, but don't worry, we've got you covered. It's fall, the game's on, and there's nothing better than Hooters to go to pull it all together for a great time. Hooters, our place or yours, we'll make it fun. Visit originalhooters.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Welcome to Championship Week. This is episode 45 of Season 5, Season 2, 3, 4, and 5, all presented by Hooters. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Also, I'd like to thank Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford for hosting the remaining podcast league we were able to put together this year since Hooters asked us to not draft in the restaurant. Sean provided us with a very unique, comfortable, safe setting using the dealership after hours, after 5 p.m. on a Sunday, for our podcast draft, and then throwing in the bonus of $1,000 of Bill Curry's money that would go in a Happy Gilmore-sized check to the winner of the podcast league. That's either going to be a former league champion in Rob Wright, also a Todd Wright Tour golfer, or ABC Action News chief meteorologist Dennis Phillips. Thank you, Sean Sullivan of Bill Curry Ford, for your support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I'll be happy to offer you a second opinion on anything during championship week, even if you're not in the championship game, you're playing for third place, you're playing to avoid last place potentially in your league. You just need the keyword. And for this week, the keyword is champ. C-H-A-M-P, champ. C-H-A-M-P, champ. You got to have the keyword this year. I'm going to keep doing this next year. It was a simple trade-off after multiple years of responding to emails of people who didn't take the time to listen to my free podcasts. I made it solely for use of those of you that take the time who do listen to the podcast. I felt I should take care of you guys and you guys alone rather than those who don't take the time to give me something back and actually listen to the podcast and support me. So I'm there for you with a second opinion this week, as I've been all year. Just remember to include the keyword champ in the subject line or early in the content of your email. Let's go right to the quarterback position. We talked in the previous podcast about Tony Pollard and how that was for a 90-minute window in a significant percentage of leagues once Ezekiel Elliott was declared inactive for the Cowboys in Week 15. Picking up Pollard and putting him in your starting lineup was potentially a difference maker in whether you got to the finals, your opponent got to the finals, maybe your opponent this week got to the finals to play you, or just someone in your league that it changed a result. So let's go to the quarterback position, and that's all I'm going to focus on for this one because I want to give you at least one more podcast this week, if not two. It's going to be difficult with the Christmas holiday, and that's why I'm there for you on the email. Remember, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, keyword champ. For so many owners in Week 14 and Week 15, it started with a thud if you had Cam Newton as your starting quarterback in the quarterfinals, and you were working uphill to make up for lost points that he didn't give you. And then the same thing happened with Carr of the Las Vegas Raiders in the Thursday night game against the Chargers. And I've talked about this the last couple weeks with Gil Alexander on VEASAN and how you're working uphill roughly 20 points, but it can be more than that. I mentioned how Rob Wright is in our podcast league final and playing for Bill Curry's money this week against ABC Action News chief meteorologist Dennis Phillips. Rob got a huge game out of Josh Allen, and that was a Saturday game. Two passing touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns, put up what, over 350 yards of passing, 30-plus yards of rushing. So you look at the low end of what a Cam Newton did in Week 14, a Carr did before he was injured in Week 15, the high end of what Josh Allen did in Week 15, and Josh Allen wasn't even QB1. That was Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, as I look right now in all my leagues or Yahoo leagues, Jalen Hurts available 62% of leagues. 62%. I remember having a conversation with Drew Garabo from 102.5 The Bone. Both Drew and 102.5 The Bone, big supporters of my podcast, big supporters of my golf tournaments. And Drew had been using Ryan Tannehill all year, but had picked up Jalen Hurts. And we had a conversation about what's the safe play, what's the knock it out of the park play. And I just said, Hurts didn't get in the end zone rushing in week 14. It stands to reason he's going to get in the end zone rushing in week 15. Those rushing touchdowns for quarterbacks are worth 50% more than the throwing touchdown is. 6 points for the rushing score, 4 for the throwing score. And Hurts, in a high-scoring game against the Arizona Cardinals, actually did become QB1. The interesting part of that was Ryan Tannehill was QB3. Just let's review, and these are based on my scoring settings, quarterback scoring in Week 15. Jalen Hurts 1, then Josh Allen, then Ryan Tannehill, then Kyler Murray, his best game in a month and a half, Lamar Jackson. We're going to do the last 4 weeks on average, and Lamar Jackson has been in the conversation recently. If you somehow made the playoffs by using that early pick on Lamar Jackson, because Jackson was such a disappointment most of the regular season, as all the Ravens were. Justin Herbert 6, Matt Ryan 7, Patrick Mahomes 8, Marcus Mariota off the bench 9, available in 99% of leagues going into waivers this week. So if you're really, truly desperate and Jalen Hurts isn't available on waivers, yeah, Marcus Mariota might not be a bad play. And Tom Brady, 10. Deshaun Watson was 11. Baker Mayfield, 12. Drew Brees, 13. Kirk Cousins, 14. Tua Tagovailoa, 15. Aaron Rodgers hurt me in my matchup against Rob. Look, I didn't expect to match what Rob got out of Josh Allen, but I thought Aaron Rodgers would at least put a dent in that. But after the first half, Aaron did very little. The Packers' offense did very little as they just hung on for that 24-16 win against Carolina. It was a rare down week for Aaron Rodgers, both in passing yardage and in throwing touchdowns. So when we go to the average for quarterbacks the last 4 weeks, number one, in terms of the points as I see it, is Lamar Jackson. And he's going up against the Giants next. And granted, the Giants were without two defensive backs. They still have some real horses up front on that defensive line. But Baker Mayfield and the Browns still, they had their way. It's not like they went up and down the field on the Giants, but they were still able to do enough to put up points, to put up touchdowns against the Giants. So that's not a shy away matchup as it relates to if you are a Lamar Jackson owner and you've somehow gotten to the championship game, despite how much Jackson let you down all year. Maybe you had to lean on somebody else for most of the regular season. He's averaging nearly 30 fantasy points per game in my modernized standard scoring settings over the last 4 weeks. He sits at the top of the board. You throw Mariota out, but Mariota is your desperation claim that if for whatever reason you're without a quarterback this week, Mariota out there on waivers, probably not as good of a choice as Jalen Hurts, but Mariota is someone against a tougher defense in the Dolphins, but the ball's going to be in his hands, and you know he's going to give you rushing yards and a potential rushing touchdown. Then we drop down to Josh Allen, followed by Ryan Tannehill, then Aaron Rodgers. So even with the bad week last week, that it cost me a bit. It's not the reason why I lost the game to Rob Wright in our podcast league, but even though Rodgers had the off week, that was just what? The fourth week out of 14 that Rodgers didn't throw three touchdowns, and he still got a rushing touchdown. I mean, basically, he did fine for one half. He just didn't do anything after that, and the Packers didn't do much either. Baker Mayfield, All right, so this is interesting with Mayfield, and Mayfield gets the Jets. Cleveland is a double-digit favorite in that game. Mayfield available in Yahoo leagues, 53% of leagues. So there's another option for this week. Patrick Mahomes, QB7 on average the last 4 weeks. Deshaun Watson, 8. Deshaun Watson does get Cincinnati, as Chad Hansen continues to be one of those guys that if you were desperate at wide receiver, you can plug and play him, and actually he's been able to do better than average for you. There were a number of wide receivers last week that were, say, ranked in Patrick Daugherty rankings, in ESPN Fantasy Football Now rankings as wide receiver twos or wide receiver 2/3s, just did nothing. Amari Cooper, nothing. Tyler Boyd, nothing. Curtis Samuel, nothing. You're kind of looking for something else at this point. You want to be smart with that play because it's not an elite play. It's not a wide receiver one play, right? It's not like you're taking down Devontae Adams, but you want to be smart with maybe that last wide receiver, that last flex play. And not just blindly take the best name on the board. It might even have less to do with the matchup, which I've talked so many times this year about how matchups I find are overrated. It shouldn't be the first reason you sit a person or play a person. It shouldn't be. So you got Mayfield at 6, Mahomes at 7, Watson at 8, Tagovailoa at 9, Kirk Cousins at 10, Tom Brady at 11, Drew Brees. Not a great return for Drew Brees, but you would expect he would be better. Short week, got the Christmas Day game, 7-point favorite over the Minnesota Vikings at 12. The point being, and we'll just keep this podcast about the quarterbacks, is we are seeing change in fantasy football. You saw it in your drafts earlier this year, where Mahomes was going higher than quarterbacks have ever gone before, even Aaron Rodgers, at the height of Aaron Rodgers' appeal a few years ago. Lamar Jackson was going the next round, was a disappointment most of the year. The last month, he's paid off if somehow you were able to hang in there and stay in playoff contention. You've got to have a quarterback that puts up big numbers. One of my owners, I won't name him, he knows who he is. He tried the zero quarterback theory in our league, and he was never a factor all season. And I know next year in our league, he won't do it again. Now, unfortunately for him, he didn't fall into someone that he could pick up that would put up big points. You need to solidify the quarterback position. In the podcast league, I drafted Deshaun Watson, and then two rounds later, just because I didn't feel there was great value there on a running back or a wide receiver, I went ahead and took Aaron Rodgers, feeling Rodgers was going to have a great year. My plan was to trade one of them, but as I looked at the matchups and based on what people weren't offering me, I said, you know what? I'm just going to play who I think is the best each week and see how far it gets me. And it got me really to the Sunday night game of week 15 with a chance to make the championship game. So no regrets there. But you have to have points at the quarterback position. Otherwise, you're potentially, and the week 14 effort by Cam Newton to start that week, the week 15 injury to Carr to start that week. You look at the high numbers being put up by Lamar Jackson, and then last week by Jalen Hurts and Ryan Tannehill and Josh Allen. They're just points you can't make up. It's what I have said for a number of years on if you don't get that RB1, you know, and this was the year where the RB2 basically seemed to disappear. But we often talked about draft strategy and going back to when Antonio Brown was still in Pittsburgh. And it was like, okay, we know Antonio Brown is wide receiver one, but can you afford to take him in the first round and pass on an RB1? Because by the time the draft gets back around to you, all the RB1s are gone. You're going to have two really solid RB2s that you get in either rounds 2, 3, or 4 to make up the difference. The quarterback position is becoming that. And with more and more of these dual threat quarterbacks, look, Aaron Rodgers can make up some of the difference. Look, he'll get you rushing touchdowns. If defenses are dropping off so much and turning their back, he's done it, I think, each of the last 2 weeks. He knows how to get those rushing touchdowns if the defense drops off that way. Ryan Tannehill had 2 rushing touchdowns last week to buoy his overall score. But as much as any year that I can remember, points at the quarterback position are so important. You just cannot overcome a bad game from your quarterback or having a quarterback who doesn't produce fantasy points for you by making it up at other positions. It's just, you got to have it. And I would imagine for most of you who are in championship games this week, your quarterback position has been pretty damn solid for you. And a big reason why you won enough games to get into the playoffs and why you were a winner both in week 14 and in week 15. All right, remember my email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. The keyword is champ, C-H-A-M-P, subject line or in the content of your email, so I know you're an active podcast listener. Love to offer you a second opinion on anything you need this week for your championship game, your third place game, or if you're trying to avoid last place penalty by the fact that you are in the last place game this week. I'm going to really, really try to get you one, maybe two more podcasts, depending on those I work with who distribute these podcasts around their holiday schedules. Just know there will be at least 3 more episodes of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, but I'm not sure when they are going to drop. So I'll do my best for you. They aren't all going to be this week. I'm guessing that one will be this week, maybe two, not all 3. But I'm there for you on email because you're an active podcast listener. If you want to reach out at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, keyword champ. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It is championship week, the end of the 2020 fantasy football season long season. Sure, why not? We'll talk to you next time.